This is Diane Roberts bringing you Fresh Picked Prose. Here's Laurel Lathrop, PhD fiction candidate with This is the Worst Trip I've Ever Been On.
Halfway through the film Love and Mercy, there's a shot of Brian Wilson, played by Paul Dano, in a pool. He hovers underwater, twisting and turning, his white shirt flowing around his face, before surfacing into the golden California air. His bandmates stand in the shallow end, looking at him, waiting to resume talking about their next album. You've seen this shot before, the underwater quiet shot. The water represents our hero's inner silence, his desire to shut the world out. But that's not what it means here. The underwater quiet shot is a close-up of our hero's calm-slash-numb face as he floats or stands still. Dano never stops moving, and the camera angle changes to keep sight of his face, whose expression of naked anguish is all the more striking on his cherubic, boyish features. And the sound. The whole time Dano is writhing underwater, we hear music and voices overlapping, echoing. When he surfaces, the sounds vanish. It's a neat inversion. Underwater still represents our hero's mind, but here it is the mind, not the world, that is unbearably loud. When I began psychoanalysis a year ago, I spent a long time trying to describe the isolation, despair, and powerlessness I felt. I kept returning to the image of being suspended in darkness, unable to get my feet beneath me. I wanted to get it right for the sake of the therapy, but also because no one else in my life, not friends, not family, seemed able to tolerate my talking about my mental state. They would respond with platitudes, advice, silence. They would look at me like the Beach Boys look at Brian Wilson, at his face depicting a struggle, a symphony, that exists nowhere but in his drowning mind, that vanishes the moment he surfaces into the silent air.